Prisons have been firmly in the spotlight this year, not just for the early release of certain inmates, but also for overcrowding and poor conditions inside. There have been various reports that have all reached the same conclusion. Inmates are not getting enough time outside their cells. There isn't enough purposeful activity for them. So that means a shortage of educational or recreational skills programmes, which are known to have a transformative effect on reoffending rates. The prison's minister, Lord Timpson, has previously stressed such programmes are a priority for the government.
What we do know is the more purposeful activity prisoners have, the more education that is available and the more time out of cell that they have, the less likely they are to want to take drugs, to want to be violent, and it creates a more proactive, stable regime.
One project that does fit that purposeful activity bill is called Co-Creations. It's a scheme that teaches prisoners how to compose their own music. A little earlier, I spoke to concert pianist Claire Hammond, who's worked with the initiative, and Laura, a former prisoner who found music workshops invaluable while she was inside HMP Eastwood Park. Laura now works with the charity Changing Tunes. Started by asking Laura about how music helped her reconnect with her daughter while she was in prison.
So my daughter was lost to me for nearly 15 years due to the problems I'd faced with my lifestyle. And she was turning 18. And I found that writing my thoughts and emotions down was so much easier when I put them into a song. And that's what Changing Tunes did for me. So we wrote together a song, we put the music together and we recorded it in the jail. And it was me being able to be myself without ever realising that she would hear it. And then Izzy said, well, we're going to record it. And that blew my mind. And then they sent it on CD to my father's house when I was allowed to. And my daughter accessed it. And that's how I got contact back in my life with my daughter, is she watched me come out through the gate and continue with the support of Changing Tunes. And like, I just spent my first Christmas with my daughter, who's now 20. And it was fantastic. You always asked
about my life. I want to bring Claire in because, you know, we talked about you, but not to you, Claire Hammond. You're a concert pianist and you perform to inmates. What is it like from your side?
It's incredibly moving because, as Laura was saying, it really does offer a way of communicating and of sharing an experience where you can be very vulnerable, where you can express emotions. And I think crucially, it doesn't involve words necessarily. So I think music can access very deep areas of our brains, and it's very much a communal experience. And really, it's quite extraordinary to see the impact that it can have in a prison environment.
I have a question for both of you. It is fantastic that this has helped both of you in your own personal struggles. But for many, prison is a place where people go once they've committed crimes. And what they will ask is, does this help change your lives so that, you know, you're, Laura, never going to be in that same situation which will find you imprisoned again?
For me, it certainly has. I mean, I'm only one person, but it allowed me to have some hope for the future, that there was a solution to the way that I thought and felt, and to be able to use music as an avenue, you know, a tool almost, to support myself in those environments. And then when I came out, to be able to use it once again to secure myself when I felt uncomfortable or scared. To me, I wouldn't be without it. I wouldn't be where I am today. I mean, the rates within reoffending in our areas, which is 48% of people reoffend when they leave the prison. When you work within Changing Tunes and with music, and the rate drops to 5%. I mean, that speaks for itself.
So, I mean, the obvious question is, and maybe it's a final question for both of you, that if it is such a no-brainer that this changes lives, it stops people reoffending, why isn't there more purposeful activity?
Well, I think there's always the issue of cost and what priorities people have. But I think sometimes it's difficult to really understand or to imagine what the impact might be unless you've seen it yourself. I certainly wouldn't have believed it before I'd gone into prisons. And I do a lot of work outside of the concert hall. I go to a lot of schools. I've performed in a number of care homes over the years. But it's in prisons that I've seen the most, the greatest power that music has, really. It's this idea of sharing something, of being part of a group, a community.
I can only really emphasise on what Claire has just said. It is that it's like magic in a room for us in when you're in that prison environment, and then you get that kind of buzz, and then people have purpose. And to have purpose when you're looking at being released, to think there is something creative you can do that gives you a feeling of that joy inside, where for a lot of people, that's not a feeling they experience in their lives anymore. And I think that that's where the magic happens, that people want to go forward and have a purpose. It's a solution. It's not entertainment. For us in there, it's a lifeline.
Well, you heard there from concert pianist Claire Hammond and also a former prisoner, Laura.